Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's 8:30. This is John Cranston.
American dog ball. What weirdos we Americans do. Oh, it's 20 minutes before the hour. Make it 20 minutes before 9. And Charlie Wolf on Radio Orwell, as we're broadcasting from the sub-basement. And today, outside the studios, oh, these lucky guys get to sit out in the rain. Simon Corns and Andy Archer will be doing their show from the Oasis Restaurant in the Colchester Co-op. It starts at 10 o'clock, and you're welcome to go on by and say hi to those guys. And you know, you can... You can, well, I won't say it. Andy would hate me for life. Okay, I'll look at the newspapers coming up.
On Anglia, tomorrow night at 10:30.
Relax and come with us now as we take you down our street and up yours.
Woo! All right, time now. John Cranston has a look at this morning's newspapers. Good morning, John. Oh, wait a minute. I need to...
Give me a microphone.
There we go. Oh, gosh, I was going deaf there.
If you didn't hear me last time, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Well, the papers which called for the sackings of the social workers involved in the Jasmine Beckford case have got what they want. Its name, Antiques Across the World.
Oh, dear. All righty. Thank you, John. 15 minutes away from the hour, 15 before 9. In the 9 o'clock hour, Lee John of the group Imagination will be with me. Weather for today, cloudy, outbreaks of rain, heavy at times. I guess it is. It's coming down now. And temperatures of about 10 to 13. 11 degrees is where it stands right now outside. Please stand up. Thank you. If you live by this song, I think you'll do all right. Beatles for you. Song that had a profound effect on my youth. It's the Beatles on Radio Orwell. Gosh, I get speechless, I guess, when I hear that. Like I said, coming up this Sunday is the 5th anniversary of John Lennon's assassination, the day the music died, as it was termed back then. I was at a radio station in Provo, Utah. I got pulled out of sleep at about 7 o'clock at night. My word, I think I cried on the radio the whole night. I think of it as the best radio show I ever did in my life. Because that was, you know, you dropped the whole disc jockey facade. I was never more me on the radio than that night. Tragic night. And we'll be remembering John tomorrow. We'll nothing really overly special. Just play some Lennon music around, about 20 after 9 tomorrow. Okay? Margaret Parker. She won the whiskey. Congratulations. She outbid everybody for the whiskey. And the other stuff, the train rides, the car, the coat, and the ponies, and also the car, that will be continued. We'll continue to auction that stuff tomorrow in Operation Santa Claus. Also, I've got that autographed Wham single, which I'm going to autograph. And we're still thinking about shaving my beard. The interest really isn't there. I wonder why.
Owing to duplicated deliveries.
Yes, indeedy. We all know what this music means. That's right. I feel like there's a real morning drama going on here. Good morning.
I wish I could move that fast, Charlie.
Actually, I saw a couple of the police this morning. They were driving by the radio station. It was nice to finally meet some of the local constabulary. And
yeah.
Nice folks, real nice folks.
Okay, yeah. Then. Right, good morning again, everyone.
I wonder if in some way we're encouraging this. You know, people are listening and thinking, well, if I go out and steal a car, maybe we can set a record, you know, and these guys will talk about it on the air. So, I mean, I hope not, but you'd almost think so. The way it's been going on.
Well, let's hope it works the other way and people
really?
Lock their cars up when they
leave.
Yes,
please do.
Okay, then. Well, thanks very much, Charlie. That's all for the time being from Alan Boone at Suffolk Police.
All right, we'll see you in about half an hour.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Radio
Orwell. And it's time now for this morning's Morning Thought. The Reverend Margaret Taylor is a minister of the United Reformed Churches at Sudbury and Long Melford. Now, as well as teaching someone Greek, which I find very interesting, Margaret finds fulfillment in the pastoral side of her work, especially visiting the housebound, the sick, and the elderly. She's also very interested in youth and children's work, but there are some things that she doesn't like as much.
Do you like gardening? I'm afraid I don't, and one of my pet aversions is bonfires.
Yes, that is Spanish, my friend. Hi, this is your lovable, huggable one here. This is the Seawolf on Radio Orwell.
It's 9 o'clock. This is John Cranston.
figures are, they finally find out that the astrologers have got it all wrong. The day I finally get a good horoscope, only figures.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la.
Only reason some people get lost in thought is because it's unfamiliar territory. Memories, Paul Young on Radio Orwell. Exactly 10 minutes after 9. If you're doing your housework, hello! Anybody want to do my laundry? I have... Vicky is in the studio. Would you do my laundry today? No? Oh, come on, Vic. I mean, no, you're recently married, aren't you? Is that correct? Sort of? No? Yeah, possibly? How long? 7 years? That's recent enough. So you still need training in these... come on, please. Okay, matter of fact, I'll help you out. I'll watch. All right. Thanks. Boy, massive excitement for this hour. Woo-hoo. We'll be looking at traffic one more time. That's coming up in about 6-7 minutes. Then a look back at the 60s. And then we go back to the present with Lee John of the group Imagination. We'll be playing Imagination's latest single and talking to Lee, especially about the Prince's Trust, the big party that Princess Di was at back in London about 2-3 weeks ago. Those guys got a special last-minute invitation, and I'll ask Lee what it's like to sit there and dabble with royalty. I mean, I've never danced at Buckingham Palace myself, so, I mean, I'll have to find out what it's like here, you know? This is Radio Orwell. Here's the style council for you. He's got a traffic report coming up in mere moments, my friend. Maybe even the latest in the stolen cars department, who knows? Lock your doors, please, okay? Mr. Brian Ferry's solo album. It's called Slave to Love. It's from the album called Boys and Girls.
Aircheckdownloads.com.